With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Rooting out hate speech on online platforms is a growing challenge that's come to the fore again this week following the mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday. The suspected shooter had posted anti-Semitic messages online prior to the shooting.
This is increasingly something that is put on the shoulders of companies like web host platforms and payment processors who in the past really didn't have to worry about it, but are really now the new front line in free speech online.
Wall Street Journal reporter Keech Hagee has the details. But first, these top stories. The Wall Street Journal reports that investigators for Special Counsel Robert Mueller are examining a series of conference calls hosted by longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone in 2016. The Journal reports that in at least two calls in August of that year, Stone spoke about plans by WikiLeaks to release emails ahead of the presidential election. Mueller has subpoenaed material related to the conference calls as well as text and emails. T-Mobile says it added 774,000 postpaid subscribers in the third quarter, more than rivals Verizon and AT&T over the same period. T-Mobile is the nation's third largest wireless carrier. It's been trying to acquire its smaller rival, Sprint, since earlier this year. Facebook has been struggling with slower sales growth, but the social media company posted a higher-than-expected profit in the third quarter. Net income rose to $5.13 billion. Revenue was slightly short of expectations at $13.73 billion. Consumer confidence remained strong in October, reaching its highest level in 18 years since September of 2000. The Conference Board found that Americans expect economic and jobs growth to continue despite volatility in the stock market this month. Still to come, more on the challenges of rooting out online hate speech. Big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter are under new pressure to weed out hate speech on their platforms, but it's still finding a home on the internet, and weeding it out is a complicated matter due to free speech rights. These issues are again in the spotlight following the deadly shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue on Saturday. Joining us now in our studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Keech Hagee. Keech, the suspect in the Pittsburgh shooting, Robert Bowers, was found to have posted hateful rhetoric on Gab.com, and that had big consequences for the platform. What can you tell us about what we know about Bowers' online postings and how Gab responded?
So Robert Bowers posted some pretty vitriolic anti-Semitic posts in the months, really, leading up to this shooting, and really even in the days and hours just before it. And within 48 hours, all of the infrastructure of the internet that supported Gab, which was not advertising supported, it was a social network that was supported by membership and payments, the whole infrastructure that was holding it up collapsed, and it was offline by Monday morning.
And we often hear stories where there's a terrible act of violence, as in Pittsburgh, where a suspect has this extensive history of posting online those so-called red flags that may have been missed, or where the poster didn't threaten violence so law enforcement couldn't step in. And that brings up a difficult conversation about responsibility.
Right. And increasingly, as we were talking to people for this story, the responsibility for even allowing such a platform for this speech to be out in the world is falling on the shoulders of people who you wouldn't expect. You know, web hosting companies, payment processors, these are the companies that took action to take Gab down. But it's really challenging for law enforcement because they need there to be a place where they can get the first tips about what motive is. This has been very, very helpful to understand the motive of this alleged shooter, the social media posting, and to know who they need to keep an eye on. But of course, as you say, it's a difficult line because they can't really step in.
The Journal has been reporting on the new pressure big tech companies are facing to eliminate misinformation and hate speech on their platforms. But it can be a challenge for these companies to censor certain content without being accused of violating free speech rights. How are they walking the line and how are they drawing the line?
It's been one of the toughest issues for them, and I think a lot of people would say not that well. It's a very challenging to find a clear and consistent line of who gets kicked off the platforms or so-called no-platformed and who doesn't. Twitter in particular has had a really hard time applying a consistent policy about this. And we've seen something like Gab.com exists because of the people who have been kicked off the mainstream platform. So then there's a whole question of, like, is that even a good idea? Because then you're just speaking in an echo chamber to people with views like your own. And, you know, several of the sources we talked to thought that would only increase radicalization.
And those law enforcement sources you spoke to also said this can embolden, further radicalize them. And by shutting them out of those major platforms, it's then harder to find them.
That's right. It does present a challenge for law enforcement. You know, that law enforcement said they're going to be talking somewhere, but if it's deeper and deeper in the dark web, it only makes their job harder.
Now, how about those companies that host websites or process payments that you mentioned earlier taking their own action here? That can have negative consequences, as we saw with PayPal, but those efforts are also finding success in certain places.
Well, there certainly have been activists who have been very effective in pointing out to the world that these payment processors and web host services are what's actually keeping the lights on in places like Gab. And, you know, really within minutes, hours of the activists shining that light, Gab was basically shut down. So this is a new form of activism that's shown to be very effective.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Keech Hagey joining us in our studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.